If we are indeed living in a simulation, then what meaning does anything have? Why should we continue our lives at all? There are several reasons for this. As we have noted, we are here for a reason. Each of us has chosen to come into this reality, to be born into a completely new life without knowing anything about anything else. That is certainly one reason. Even though we do not know and cannot know why, we have chosen to be here ourselves. Another reason is that life is simply wonderful. Even when we believe we are in a simulation, we can still see the beauty in life, and we ourselves contribute to that beauty by choosing to come here and be a part of it. Wherever we look, we can see beauty. A wave crashing onto a sandy beach on a hot summer's day. The rustling of leaves on a windy autumn day. Tall snowdrifts covering the ground, which has once again fallen into temporary death. And spring, the season when nature comes alive again. The first blades of grass, the first flowers, the first insects, the early bird songs, not to mention our daily lives. We meet other people, spend time with them, work to advance our shared goals. We laugh, we cry, we love. We encounter sorrowful setbacks and moments of perfect happiness. All of this, and much more, but to truly experience it, we must be present in it. We must be aware of ourselves and each other, and understand that we are one, for that is our true reality. Our connection with others, other people, other animals, plants, the earth, and the very existence itself is the reality that matters. Even if we live in a simulation, it is the fact that we experience and do this together with each other that is meaningful. We have all independently chosen to come into this reality, each to achieve our own purpose, and to together fulfill the purpose for which we have created this reality. It is so meaningful that we consciously come into this reality again and again to live each of our lives here as present and fully as we possibly can. The time of death, when we can choose it ourselves, is only when we have fulfilled our own purpose and done everything we can for the purpose of reality, or if we have truly lost all of our opportunities for them. Until then, let us live life to the fullest. Let us find ourselves, be present, and do our best. Let us find each other, explore, build, socialize, love, and reproduce. Let us be aware that each moment could be our last and live accordingly. And let us never take away from others their lives, their opportunities to fulfill their own purpose or their meaning.